Our Enemy, the State, by Albert J. Nock. This audiobook version is prepared by Jock Coates of Oxford, United Kingdom. Other work by Jock can be found at jockcoates.me. The text of Our Enemy, the State, is available either to purchase or to download at Mises.org by searching for Our Enemy, the State. In Memoriam, Edmund Cadwallader Evans, a sound economist, one of the few who understand the nature of the state, 1935. Be it or be it not true that man is shapen in iniquity and conceived in sin, it is unquestionably true that government is begotten of aggression and by aggression. Herbert Spencer, 1850. This is the gravest danger that today threatens civilization. State intervention, the absorption of all spontaneous social effort by the state, that is to say, of spontaneous historical action, which in the long run sustains, nourishes, and impels human destinies. José Ortega y Gasset, 1922. The state has taken on a vast mass of new duties and responsibilities. It has spread out its powers until they penetrate to every act of the citizen, however secret. It has begun to throw around its operations the high dignity and impeccability of a state religion. Its agents become a separate and superior caste with authority to bind and loose, and their thumbs in every pot. But it still remains, as it was in the beginning, the common enemy of all well-disposed, industrious, and decent men. Henry L. Mencken, 1926. Preface to the Second Edition. When Our Enemy the State appeared in 1935, its literary merit rather than its philosophic content attracted attention to it. The times were not ripe for an acceptance of its predictions, still less for the argument on which these predictions were based. Faith in traditional frontier individualism had not yet been shaken by the course of events. Against this faith, the argument that the same economic forces which in all times and in all nations drive towards the ascendancy of political power at the expense of social power were in operation here made little headway. That is, the feeling that it cannot happen here was too difficult a hurdle for the book to overcome. By the time the first edition had run out, the development of public affairs gave the argument of the book ample testimony. In less than a decade, it was evident to many Americans that their country is not immune from the philosophy which had captured European thinking. The times were proving Mr. Nock's thesis, and by irresistible word-of-mouth advertising a demand for the book began to manifest itself just when it was no longer available, and the plates had been put to war purposes. In 1943 he had a second edition in mind. I talked with him several times about it, urging him to elaborate on the economic ideas, since these, it seemed to me, were inadequately developed for the reader with a limited knowledge of political economy. He agreed that this ought to be done, but in a separate book or in a second part of this book, and suggested that I try my hand at it. Nothing came of the matter because of the war. He died on August the 19th, 1945. This volume is an exact duplication of the first edition. He intended to make some slight changes, principally, as he told me, in the substitution of current illustrations for those which might carry less weight with the younger reader. As for the sequel stressing economics, this will have to be done. At any rate, Our Enemy, the State, needs no support. Frank Chodorov, New York City, May 28th, 1946.